Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Chris. I got a note here that says, Chris raised his score from 143 to 155 over 6 months with another prep company. He just discovered the Demon and is considering a permanent switch.
Chris writes, should I simply stop using and paying this other platform since I feel that while it does help, it is more confusing rather than helping? Wait, so is it helping if it's more confusing than helping? Sounds like it's more negative than positive.
Yeah.
Should I do a mix of both? I don't know if my score increases due to their services. I think it was simply a process of consistent hours, repetition, and reviewing wrong answers over and over again. I've tested your program for a day on the free platform and already feel a sense of relief. The simplicity of it seems more my style. I'm signed up for the January LSAT. That's on January 10th. Boy, that's going to be maybe after you hear this podcast. Or sorry, maybe it's already happened. But anyways, I don't know how to move forward. I haven't hit anything close to what I'm shooting for, let alone what I'm probably capable of. Would withdrawing seem like the most obvious first step? Unless I somehow magically get my points up by 13 to 15 points in the next 2 weeks, I'm already looking at one cancellation. Any advice on how to move forward would be greatly appreciated.
Sure. It's not a cancellation. There's a difference between canceling and withdrawing. If you cancel, it shows up on your record and it uses up one of your attempts. So if you go sit for the test, Chris, and you're not ready, you're not going to have a great time of it. You're probably going to cancel your score. It counts as one of your attempts. It does not give you a score that you can use to apply to law school with. You get nothing out of it. Cancel is all bad.
Yeah.
But a withdraw, you don't sit for the test. You don't get a score. It does not show up on your record. It does not count as one of your five attempts in 5 years that you're allowed to take the test. And so there's nothing wrong with withdrawing. I mean, you're going to be out $215, but you made that mistake when you signed up for the test way before you were ready to sign up for the test. Like, that's why people shouldn't sign up for tests. They should wait until they're happy with their practice test scores, then sign up for a test. So that's a sunk cost. You made the error weeks or months ago, and now all you're doing is playing the cards that are actually in your hand. And the cards that are actually in your hand are screaming, fold. They're just like, you fold. You do not go, you don't call here. You don't like keep going with this shitty hand. You just cut your losses here. Just fold.
Yep.
And then you can prep for the February test, the April test, the June test. And it seems like Chris knows that that's the move, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to make 13 to 15 points of improvement in a week. Or, you can't count on that. So I think you just go ahead and withdraw.
Yeah.
What about switching platforms?
Yeah, I just can't imagine doing two different platforms and paying for them. I would... If you like the Demon, come to the Demon. If you don't like the Demon, then stick with what you're already doing. It sounds like, though, you like the Demon, and you already said that you found the other place confusing rather than helpful. So, yeah, I think you've answered your own question.
Sometimes people just want permission. You know, they just need us to say, yeah, you're making a good decision.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're making a good decision if you switch. You like us. You like our style. You think it's simpler. We think it's simpler, too. Welcome.
That's actually something we're trying to do, right? Like, if we weren't trying to do that and you were saying, oh, it's simpler, I'd be like, maybe that's not our goal. If you were saying, oh, I love yeah. the complicated way in which you break down formal logic, we'd be like, huh, that's not our goal. But this is our goal. We're trying to make the test more intuitive for people. So if that resonates with you, then you've found the right place.
Thanks, Chris, for writing in. Please email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.